My name is James Jopling. I'm the Director for Scotland at Breakthrough Breast Cancer. Well, Perjeta is a drug which is suitable for women with a particular type of secondary breast cancer. And it's a drug that in clinical trials has been shown to give up to 16 months extra life over existing treatments. I can't tell you how important that is for women who are facing a terminal disease to know that they've got the potential for that extra time with friends and family. When we speak to women who've had the advantage of taking this drug in clinical trials, knowing that they can continue their lives as normal is incredibly important. It's not just those special days that people live their lives for when they're facing a terminal diagnosis of breast cancer. It's the chance to continue working, living, loving those close to them. And those are the things that people miss when life is taken away. And that's why it's so important we see drugs like Perjeta approved for use on the NHS in Scotland. What we've seen with Perjeta is an extension in the quality and quantity of life, and that's really important for women too. They want to continue living their lives as they do now, living and working, contributing to their family, friends and communities, and that's what drugs like Perjeta can offer. And that's why if this drug is rejected by the SMC, we need to ask some really hard questions about the system, and we need to look really hard at why pharmaceutical companies are presenting drugs with such a high price, knowing there's a really high chance they're going to get rejected. Well, the cost estimated for a course of treatment for this drug, Perjeta, is £105,000, and no one is pretending that isn't a huge cost. Something's very wrong with a system where drugs are being presented for use by the NHS, which has limited resources, at such a high cost, knowing the chances of them being approved is so small. And that's why, and that's why we're asking for drug companies and governments to sit around the table and sort this out. It shouldn't be impossible to find a fair price for drugs for women in this situation, and we can't keep seeing drugs that give extra life rejected for use on the NHS. We rely on pharmaceutical companies across the world to invest hundreds of millions of pounds in developing new drugs, and not all of those make it to patient benefit. But it's in no one's benefit to see those drugs left on the shelves, not pharmaceutical companies, not governments, and certainly not patients. So we need to find better solutions. If they were easy, we'd know what they are. Pharmaceutical companies need to make a profit, we understand that. But they also need to make extra efforts than they are now to make drugs available. We'll be hugely disappointed to see a second drug for secondary breast cancer rejected within a month for use in the NHS in Scotland. We have a new system in place which is designed to approve more end-of-life medicines. And I think over time we will see that. But it is not dealing with these very highly priced drugs. And it's a huge body blow for women with secondary breast cancer to see two drugs rejected for use on the NHS in Scotland in such a short time. What we're seeing now are more and more drugs coming to the marketplace, which are targeted higher quality drugs for people with specific types of cancer. We're getting far better at understanding how to treat this disease. That does mean some of these drugs will be more expensive because actually they're going to be useful for smaller and smaller numbers of people. But for those people, knowing that they're going to have to struggle to get access to those drugs at all, knowing they may have less time with family and friends because these drugs are rejected, is simply unacceptable. No, that's fine. Okay.